The Deputy Chair of the Justice Committee at Stormont Sinn Féin's Raymond McCartney with us today. Morning to you, Raymond.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. And the MP for the area, Gregory Campbell. Morning, Gregory.
Good morning.
Well, is this money well spent, Gregory?
Well, 6 or 7 years ago, Stephen, a similar issue came up whenever there was appeared to be a programme within the prison service to demolish McGilligan and rebuild on a green field somewhere in County Antrim. Now, that was defeated at that point. There were a number of us managed to present the case in a way that ensured the then Minister, Paul Goggins, saw the rationale for rebuilding McGilligan. Now, that's what we have to do again. £4 million has already been spent on the business case for rebuilding McGilligan on site. Even in this proposal, they talk about spending another £2 million. That would make a total of £6 million spent on McGilligan. To then walk away and build a new prison at £140 million, which they simply don't have at the moment. I don't think this case will fly, and I think those of us who want to see a new prison built in McGilligan now need to resuscitate that campaign and ensure that that goes ahead.
Raymond?
Well, I think all of this, Stephen, and unfortunately, I mean, this has now been reduced down to an argument where McGilligan should remain open or should it be closed. This is part of a wider reform package, and I think the review of the states has to be seen within that. So as we develop the reform package, then all these decisions should be made in a more informed way. I think there should be a process of consultation and a process of dialogue. And whatever we do, and whatever way we manage the prison estate, it has to be done, obviously, with the value for money in hand, but the wider rehabilitation processes and the wider reform package.
Gregory?
Well, if you look at the local economy, for example, there are about 400 people currently employed in McGilligan. Almost all of them, over 90% of them, live within a 15 to 20 mile radius of the prison. Now, that means that there's up to £10 million going into the local economy, been spent on local goods and local services. Now, that local economy has already been hit significantly. Remember, it's only 5 years ago, whenever Seagate closed down, 1,000 jobs went in a very small local economy. So it would be totally unsustainable to take almost £10 million per year out of the local economy there and transfer into an existing prison. Whatever, I mean, at the moment we have the two main prisons, one in Macabre, which services by and large the Greater Belfast area, east of the province, and then McGilligan, which services the west of Northern Ireland and the northwest of Northern Ireland. So, I mean, I think that is the way to proceed, especially whenever we are in such austere times, whenever there isn't simply the money to rebuild a £140 million new prison.
Tim and Norma has a question for Raymond McCartney. Tim, morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen. Raymond,
yes.
If we're going to spend all those millions building a new prison, it occurs to me it must be much more sensible to put that money into a road. And then, you know, if we've got a proper road facility between the two primary cities in this province, people will be able to get from A to B, including the prisoners and including everybody else, you know. Let's not accommodate the prisoners so much as the people, you know.
I mean, I think you make very valid points, but I think it's now recognised that McGilligan, as it is, whatever the future is going to be in terms of prisons, then we need to build a new prison. You know,
this is another point. All those boys are sitting about in those nice missing huts up there. You know, why don't you give them some bricks and let them build themselves something comfortable? You know, if they want to, you know, if they want a bit of comfort.
Well, I mean, I think we shouldn't reduce this down to some sort of chain gang approach to rehabilitation.
But you're taking my tax, money, and you're going to build them something nice and comfortable in the middle of Antrim, you know. I'm telling you that I don't want to spend the money in that way.
And that's why I'm saying
the road. And I'll tell you what, I let the prisoners build it. I'll give them time off. Every day they work, I'll give them a day off, you know.
I mean, and that's your view. And I think what we have to do in this is we have to have a sort of mature debate. I think we have to be realistic in the things that we're...
Well, is this not mature? I'm 60 years old. Hey, I'm a wee bit mature.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I mean, your view is as valid as anybody else. The consultation will allow us to have that conversation. But I think it's accepted that there's a need for a new build. I think it's accepted that we need a wider reform package. And what I'm saying is, in this consultation,
that's accepted.
If you could allow me to finish.
And I don't think there's an awful lot of people who live up in legendary Londonderry, Stoke City, Derry, whatever they want to call it. There's a lot of people up there would really like a road rather than lose their prison and drag everything back into the middle of the Belfast area, you know? Everything's in Greater Belfast. Is it not nearly time we move something out of Greater Belfast, and in particular, a road?
And that would, I mean, and I would be one of the people who have been part of the campaign to ensure that we have a dual carriageway from Derry to Dungiven and beyond, and a dual carriageway from Derry to Achnacloy.
Gregory Campbell, some Sinn Féin councillors are saying it'll be good for tourism if this jail is moved.
Well, I mean, there are thousands of acres of land in the McGilligan-Benone area that can be and should be developed for a series of tourism projects. You know, this is not an either-or proposition. The existing facilities in McGilligan are about 50 years out of date. But everybody else...
50 years out of date, in whose opinion?
They were both.
Let the wind blow through the windows. It doesn't annoy me. The boys did something wrong. It should not be punished for it.
I was just coming to that. I mean, those of us that are outside the prison estate, those of us who are law-abiding citizens, have to make do in them. That's what they have to do. Now, if that's the case, then why would we not do the same in the prison estate, particularly if we've already spent £4 million, which we have, on redeveloping the McGilligan site? We've already spent that, so why would you then waste that and spend another £2 million, which is what this proposal stipulates? £4 million already spent, another £2 million to spend, that's £6 million gone if you then move the site. So I think what you do is make do and mend, improve what is there at the moment, and keep £10 million per year in the local economy.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much indeed. We're done. Thank you, Tim. Morning to you.